A post-mortem examination will be conducted on the body of a man who was pulled from Maroochy River yesterday. Police still aren't sure of the circumstances surrounding his death and they don't know who he is. The man is thought to be aged in his 40s or 50s and was wearing a dark-coloured T-shirt and two elastic knee supports. His body was recovered from near Maroochy River Bridge. Noosa Heads may soon be classified as a safe night precinct if the local council has its way. Mayor Claire Stewart says the precincts were created by the state government to reduce late night drug and alcohol related violence in key entertainment areas, and she would like her town included.
There is a process that we have to apply for the safe night precinct, and then we'll just wait and see the outcome. But as I said, there's strong advocacy coming from Noosa Council, the Queensland Police, and of course Hastings Street Association, who obviously are at the grassroots when it comes to this.
And the first cruise ship for the 2023-24 summer season arrives off Mooloolaba tomorrow. The Viking Orion will have 930 passengers on board who'll disembark and head off on a number of booked shore excursions or spend the day strolling the Esplanade. A total of four cruise ships will dock off Mooloolaba in December, bringing more than 2,500 visitors.